We are learning Maseches Vamatzia, Dav Chavov Amud Aleph, and we are starting Dav Chav Hey Mabez from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Motza Begal Uvekoisel Yoshon. If you find Veda in a Gal, means a wall that collapsed, or an old wall, Harel Shloy. You gotta keep it. Kenemon, that's the Bayan was Biyav. We'll see why in the Gemara. Motza Bekoisel Chadosh. Let's say it's a new Koisel, and there's a hole in the Koisel. So it depends which part of the kaisel, which part of the wall. It's a thick wall, let's say it's a foot thick. Depends which part of the wall you find it in. Mechetzah v'lechutz, if it's the side facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you find it inside a hole in the wall. So then shalai, keep it, because that's from the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, put it there. And there, they're meyayish, because anyone can reach it. Mechetzah v'lefrim, anything from the half inside, shalva abayis. That belongs to Baal Abayis, because we assume he put it there. And therefore he gets it. We'll see why there's no yish. Zok the Mishnah. If he rents his house to other people, even if you find Aveda inside the house, the finder keeps it, because there also we'll see there's some kind of yish there, because he was maskil la'acherim. Zok the Gemara. I'm going to explain this Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says, a gal and a kaisel yashon, which means either a pile, or a kaisel yashon means an old wall. An old wall means the wall's still up, but it's an old wall. So the halacha is, you got to keep it. Tana, preish yachal loyim alayv, shalmarim hayu, shalmarim ayahim. Even from chetziv lefnim, we can say it belongs to the original owners of this house, which is the Amarim, unless you're talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about it belongs to the original Canaanim that lived there. Freit the Gemara, otu Amarim matzni, sholim matzni. What do you mean? It's not possible. It has to be from the old dairus. It can't be from this dar or from this family that put it there. Like Rashi says, Baal Bayis, Zemishtamash Bagzakamashonim. The Baal Bayis also used it for a lot of years. So why are you assuming it's from 500 years ago? Why can't you assume it's now from the last few years? Right? It was full of chaluda, which means full of rust. And therefore we know it's very, very old. And a person will not leave something there for so long. So must be it's there from the original Canaanim, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. So that's John, the first part of the Mishnah, Motzav Agal, or because Yashav, who went dafka in a case where it's Yashav Tvei, and there we can assume it's there for years, and it belongs to the old Canaanim. So the Mishnah, Dr. Maravaita explains the Mishnah, because Chadosh, Mechetz, V'lechotz, Shaloi, the half of the wall facing the Sherabim belongs to him. The half facing the inside of the house belongs to the Baal Bayis. Omar Vashi. Vashi is a member. We'll see how it seems in our mission in a second. Omar Vashi. Sakino basakata. If there's a knife stuck into the wall, you wherever the handle is, that is the owner. Whatever side the handle is facing, that's who it belongs to. For example, if the handle is facing the house, so it belongs to the Baal Bayis. If it's facing Shiram, then it's a Reish Eloi. Sakina basakata, a kisa, and a wall basashantia. It goes with the strings. The walls have strings that close the shot. So wherever the strings are facing, that's the side where it belongs to that person. Right, the Gemara, Bel Mastis, Mithon, Mechetz, Velchot, Shloi, Mechetz, Vim, Shvah, Bayis, Velechzi, why go on bus, which half? Velechzi, Kata, Legav, then ikatalagav, if the handle's inside, belongs to Abayis. Ikatalabar, then if the handle's outside, it's a reishaloi. Or yishanti lagav, yishanti labar. Check where the strings are facing. My answer is mastisim bo'udra finasko. The Mishnah is talking about that it's something that doesn't have a handle. It's either udra, which is a thing of feathers, or feathers or cotton, or it's a nasko, it's a bar of silver. So these type of things have no front and back, and therefore it's no raya in which way it's in the wall. Tana, we learned in Ebraisa, if the whole wall was full of it, from side to side, cholkem, we split it. Someone says, pshita, that the whole wall is leaning to one way, ma'udetema, really it started off on one side, and just fell to the other side, and then it rolled down because it was on an angle. Kamash, no, it's still cholkin. Now, Rikivega is very bothered by this Gemara. Gemara says, Mekhoisel mulamahem, cholkin. We split it, make it a chalukah. And Gemara says, Pshita. So he says, Rikivega asks, that first of all, what's Pshita? Now, not only that, I don't understand the halach at all. Why should we cholkin? What's it sound like? Where's the cholkin over here? Why is it cholkin? Usually, cholkin is a case where There's two people on Muchzik, so it's Chalkim. Here's not two Muchzik. It's very bothersome. He blives Shvei, doesn't even answer. He blives Shvei on this Gemara exactly why is it Chalkim. You have to say somehow that the Balak Kaisel is Muchzik on one half, and the guy who found is Muchzik on the other half, and there's Chalkim over here, but it's Taka and Rekege blives Shvei. I'm not going to try to answer the question, but it's Taka very Shvei. This whole Din Chalkim over here is a little bit interesting that it's Chalkim. Right, but he's the Marikama. No, right, yeah.
It's his.
Well,
the rest is his.
Yeah. Right, but you can say maybe that's the other way. Maybe if the other half is Vio,
there's no, but
there's
nobody
above
over there.
Yeah, so, yeah, if it always Vio, then it's like, you know.
You can't go after the handle.
Well?
When it's full, but you can't go after the handle.
That's for sure.
But
the Aramis is also the one that can't go after the handle and still says that it goes wherever it's closer. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it says further, if you rented your house to other people, then if you find it inside the house, the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. Because you rent it to other people. And where's cash is why? What's pshat? Go busser the last tenant. Whoever the last tenant was, he probably lost it there. And we'll bring a raya that you clean the house in between. Like that type of raya. We later tonight didn't learn to the Mishnah. Moyois, this Mishnah is in Mesechtes Shkolim, I think, or Mesechtes Pesachim, one of those. Moyois shenimtzu lefnei seichrei behema. If you find money in Yerushalayim, in front of the people who sell behemais, in front of the behema sellers, lo'ilo meiser. You can always assume it's meiser sheni. Look, as meiser sheni is one of the things you have to take off from your tefuah, and it's very hard to bring up to Yerushalayim, so you just switch it into money, and that money has specific things to let it buy with. One of the things I'm allowed to buy with it is to buy behemoths to bring as a carbon shlomim. And that was a derech that people used ma'aseh sheni money to buy shlomim. Not only that, they brought a lot of money with that ma'aseh sheni money. They don't do with it. They can't bring it back home after the Yom Tov. So you should leave it by aniyim, friends, left that money there. And those friends bought behemoths with that money over the year. So most behemoths are being bought with ma'aseh money. So moyes shenim sulfnei seicher behema la oila meis. You always assume the roiv is goes a roiv. It's meis sheni money. But harabais, if you find money on the harabais, no matter what time of the year, chulin, you can assume that the roiv is it's regular money, not meis sheni money. Over shlaim, it depends. Pshayim moyes hashana all year round chulin. Mishas regal yontiv time hakol meis. You assume it's meis. Now what's the chilik between Yerushalayim and Harabayis? Vamra Shmaya Bar Zira. My time was pshat in Yerushalayim. We say there's a difference in Shas Regal and not Shas Regal. Hoyel v'shuk Yerushalayim asun eschav v'chol yom. Because they sweep the streets in Yerushalayim every single day. And therefore, so all year round, you assume it's not Maisa Shani money because it came from now, from Shai Maisa Shana. Mashenkin on the Regal came from Maisa. But the Harabayis, Rashi has two reasons why you don't sweep it every day. First of all, because it's a hill, so none of the dirt stays there, rolls off the mountain. And number two is because the person doesn't go up with his shoes on the harabais, therefore they didn't get so dirty. So they didn't sweep the harabais every day, and therefore you go bust the whole look at the whole year as one. So even b'shas regel, there's roiv chulin money, and therefore you assume it's chulin money. So what do you see from here? Alma, amrina kamoy kamoy azli mahani achrinin nanu. You see that we find money. You assume that this is found from now, recently, and the money from before was really swept away and found by the sweepers. Hachinami here also, by the tenant, kama kama azli behind the basinu. Who? This is from the last guy. Like Rashi explains, Dimas Hachinami. Stam soicha Rashi, stam soicha bayis, kshu yoytsei, when he's leaving, the renter is leaving. So mechapes calls the yoytsev, he checks all the corners, and he does a lot. Yoytsev, v'neima achroinim shachu, shilur shayinim shachu, Kramatzu Achrayim would have found it already. Hakapadim, Lemaisa, the kasha is, why do we say that Harei Shalai, L'chayr, it should be for the last guy? The last guy who rented the house, it should be his. The more answer is, Amr Shlokish, Mishim Bar Kapara, Kagoyin, should also put in the Kislosh to Yisrael. He rented it out to three people at a time. And therefore, if any of them lost it, they're Miyayish, because they lost it in a crowd of three. Right, the Gemara, that's enough to be Miyayish. Mammy, no, Allah, Hashim, and Allah. I feel Rav Yisrael. We said that Rav Shim Loza, some hold, Rav Shim Loza holds even by Rav Yisrael, you got to keep it. Why? Because we worry about Inchi Delay Mali, people that are not scrupulous and they're going to take it. So here we're saying it's a raya that we pass like Shimon bar Elazar by Rabbi Yisrael. Says no. You rented it out to three goyim, and therefore you could keep it. I can ask me if you rent out three goyim, so you don't even need three people. Here we're talking about here a case where it was. So here, it's really, you have to look at Tosis talking about something else. Look at Rashi. Shoyes of Chav Rashi says, "I didn't knock a Shoyes of Gavi Yisrael, knock a Nami Gavi Chav. We did a Chad. Vachi Achren. The guy, anyways, no mitzvah to give back a Aved of a guy. Long time guy, you're allowed to keep it anyway. But yes, I said Agav. I said three. But upon him, first Targum says, "Tom Taget Omay a guy. If it's a Yid, Taget goes to the last one. That's what's coming out right now. From Nachman Amar, no.
How many people rented this house? Hotel, whatever."
Three people were there now last week. Before that, there was other people. But you always go to the Master Basra.
So there's three of them there now.
Yeah. They're gone. They left.
They were the last tenants.
Right. Three people, yeah. Tenants. Yeah.
The tenant didn't have Ravi's Shaw.
It's the Vade's Shaw. The question is years. Not the verse of the Ravi or Vadai. The verse, they're years when there's a crowd. That's the question. We had a machlekes before. A city that's cool on Yisrael.
Does
the Zayim
have a
siman? What? Even has a siman. If Shimon has a hold, even if has a simon, Halacha is if it's Kula Yisrael, if you one side of the Gemara, one side is that even Kula Yisrael, that's right in the Ladakh, when you're Kula Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Talk Taisis, like we spoke on the Shir and Daf Chavdal, talk Taisis, on Daf Chavdal, read you Taisis again. And Philip Rebbe Shal Nami, have a Shaloi, the time is from the Ika Inchi the Loi Mali Vashakale. That's Shimon has a hold. So he also, maybe it's a riot. Three Israel is a riot that we pass between the laws. And where says, no, come on, go. Terrorism one, two. Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, full term of Israel. My time, what's the reason why you are allowed to keep it? My time, who did not name Yayish? The guy who it fell from is Yayish. Maybe Omar, Mechti. There's no one else with me besides my two friends here. Elahani, Amri Kamal, Kamazimni, Ladli. I said a bunch of times that I lost my Rolex watch. Felt Hadley, they didn't give it back to me. But Hashal Hadru is give back to me now. He died to La Hadure. If they want to give back to me, Hadru Nele, they give back to me. But Hadla Hadru Nele, but the entire Mixle, they want us to keep it. So here we're saying, really, usually not Choshesh for Inchle Mali. But here the guy is Choshesh. Why? Because he's sitting together with them and he's complaining and he's crying, he lost his watch. And they're just like, they make believe they don't ever heard of such a thing. So he sees that he's given up because obviously the guy want to steal it. And therefore they are Inchle Mali by itself. He sees the Inchle Mali, and therefore here everyone will agree. That is Yish. That's what Rav Nachman says. So that's the two truths. Rav Nachman argues on Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says, Dafka if it's a goy. Rav Nachman says, no, I'm going to tell you, even if it's a Yid, he's Miyayish. Va'ozdo Rav Nachman Tameh. And Rav Nachman, who's a Chiddush, goes to the Tameh. Dom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, You saw a Sela Shanofal Mishnayim. You saw a Sela fell from two people. On top of Chavov on base. Ra Sela Shanofal Mishnayim. Chayiv Lahachzir. You have to return it. My timer, what's the reason? You see, if for two people, you're there, if you see a fall from one or two people, you have to give it back. He knows the fell because other master keeps the call show, maybe it's Miyayish. No, not Miyayish, my timer. Who did not from Loy Miyayish? Not Miyayish. Meima Amri, Mechti. There's no one else with me besides my friend over here. And Elahai, only him. Naktino Le, which Rashi learns means I'll make him make a Shuas Hesses, because I'll tell him you took it. And therefore, I'll get it back. But Beshloisha Zakar Nachman, Beshloisha Inichay Lachse. You don't have to give it back. There's years there, my time. Who Nachmanay Vadav Yayish? The guy who fell from us was Shomi Yayish. Meima Amr, Mechti, Trev over there, two guys with me. Inakita Lehai, if I try to grab that guy, Nakita Lehai told him to make a shua, Amaloisha Kati, I didn't take it, he took it. Inakita Lehai, Amaloisha Kati, I didn't take it. So you can't make a shua as Hesses. So therefore, you're Yayish. And the same thing here with three people, in Miyayish, that's what he's telling to Rav Nachman. Now, Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns he can't make a guy make a Shuas Hesses here. He says, first of all, he holds either way, it's a Tainas Shema. You don't know for sure the other guy, even two people, I know you took it. And also, the Tainas, that the Mamei Bar Kapara, a dying loy Niskin or Shuas Hesses. There wasn't even a Tekana yet. So, therefore, he says a different Shah Tosfos. He says that the reason why he's not Miyayish is because he knows it's only us two and no one else is around. And therefore, I'm gonna, right now you didn't give back to me, it's true, but I'm gonna vavayishu barabim, and tell everyone the story how we were walking, me and you, and I lost my watch, and I looked all around, it wasn't there, and you'll claim you don't have it, and he's getting embarrassed, and he'll give it back. That's what Tysus said. Look at Tysus, the fourth line of Tysus. It says, Ve'einim yayish lo'aylom shemechashev yachzirenali kisha aviyashenu barabim vo'yichiyach lo'y shemotzu. That's Tysus, a little different than Rashi. Rashi learns the word that Shavuot Tessus. Tysus learns the word is, I'll embarrass him. But in any case, Rav Nachman knows by three Yisraelim, there is Yish, but not by two, and we have a Chagas Rashi and Tysus why, but in any case, the Rav Nachman and Tamei, that if you have three people, he is Miyayish.